another week has gone by, and it's time again for the doctor, and the doctor is in. Welcome to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I trust you are ready for a week in tech and the latest news, tips, and other good things that the doctor has for you. Lots of things happening this week. Last week, as I mentioned, was boring. This week is not quite so boring, a little bit better. But at any rate, I'm still tweaking the podcast. There's still some things I want to get done. I want to get the quality a little bit better. You can probably hear some little ambient movements because I'm wearing a microphone, and every time I move my jaw, I hear a little pop, and I don't like it. I'm going to get that fixed. I'm going to find a way to get rid of the ambient noise, because I'm a technophile, and I like to get things right, so we'll keep working on that. Some things happening at Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, the website. You know, this is Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon podcast, so how many Dr. Bill things can we get out there? Well, quite a few, actually. The website, as you know, I've been telling you, is www.drbillbailey.net/blog. And I've had a few people say, that's hard to remember. Well, guess what? I've got a solution for you. I have registered a new domain, and that domain is the Computer Curmudgeon. And you say, well, that doesn't help. I don't know how to spell curmudgeon. Well, tough. You're going to have to learn to do something for yourself. Come on. Yeah, okay. I know. I'm being a curmudgeon. What is a curmudgeon anyway? Well, I told you the first podcast, if you were listening. If you weren't, then go back and listen to it. But at any rate, a curmudgeon is a crusty old man. And I'm not that old. But I can be a little crusty, I guess. So anyway. Anyway, the computer curmudgeon has always just been kind of a cool favorite thing of mine that I've had for many years. Ever since I got into the web and things of that nature. I've been in computers for over 26 years, but, you know, the web's only been around since 1992. The Internet, long before that, you know, don't get me wrong. I was doing emails on the Internet and reading Usenet postings and things of that nature many, many years before the web ever came along. But this thing we call the web started in 1992. Tim Berners-Lee was working on his master's degree, and he came up with the idea of, you know, hyperlinking is a very cool thing when you can create a reference to something by creating a link so that if I'm interested in a particular word or phrase, I can click on that and it'll take me somewhere else that will explain it more thoroughly. And he got to thinking, what if you took links like that and linked everything together and you had this one worldwide network of hyperlinks? And sure enough, that idea became the World Wide Web, and it was part of his master's thesis. And since then, Tim Berners-Lee has been knighted by the Queen in England. How cool is that, you know, because he came up with the World Wide Web. I must say, the idea of the World Wide Web, you know, has revolutionized information and the way information is dispersed. So good going, Sir Tim. Sir Tim Berners-Lee, there you go. Well, anyway, back to the website, the Computer Curmudgeon, and that's thecomputercurmudgeon.com, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. And if you go to that link, you will find that that's where my blog is now. And the blog has all kinds of good information that you absolutely cannot live without. So you might as well go there, because I don't want y'all dying on me, okay? So everybody go to the blog. Okay, the Computer Curmudgeon. Now, I know most people can spell the, T-H-E, you got that, okay? Computer, okay, a maybe smaller percentage can spell computer, but most people can spell computer, C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R, curmudgeon. Now, there you go. If you get curmudgeon spelled right, you got it made. And your intellect will be vastly beyond most of the masses. So consider it a badge of honor to learn how to spell curmudgeon. I'll give you a real quick tutorial on how to spell curmudgeon, and you'll never forget it. Okay? You ready? Cur, C-U-R, is a dog that is bad. Okay? Sometimes used as somebody like in a movie or somebody that's a bad guy is a cur. Oh, he's just a cur. C-U-R. Okay, got that? Mud. That's the stuff pigs like. Okay, they roll around in it and they get really dirty. You know that? M-U-D, mud. Got that? So we got a bad dog and we've got mud. All right? And then Geon. G-E-O-N. That is a planet orbiting a sun somewhere near Alpha Centauri. Okay, I made that up. I'm sorry. But, you know, what else is a geon? A geon might be like, I don't know, a new particle in physics. No, it's not that either. Okay, G-E-O-N, just remember that part. It's kind of like neon, you know, like the neon lights, N-E-O-N, except it's not neon, it's geon with a G. Am I confusing you? No. Okay, remember, bad dog in mud playing with neon lights, except that it's got a G on it. Okay, and then you've got curmudgeon. And if you can spell curmudgeon, remember, you're in that elite group of highly intellectual people that can spell curmudgeon. Dude. All right. Okay, so the computercurmudgeon.com, remember that, and life is good. Okay, that is the new URL for the computer curmudgeon. And you know what's really awesomely cool? You know what? The doctor really gets thrilled about this. My email address is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, Dr. Bill, got it? So guess what happens if you write Dr. Bill an email and send it to D-R-B-I-L-L at the computer curmudgeon? You've got, if you look at it, it says Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Isn't that cool? Okay, so it thrills me more than it does you. Okay, I'm sorry. But, hey, it kind of made my day. Okay? Cool. All right. This ambient noise thing is really driving me nuts. I don't like the sound. Oh, well, I'll work on it. Maybe by next week I'll get rid of it and be much happier. But then I wouldn't be a curmudgeon. So what are you going to do? Okay. Other things about the blog, other than the articles. We'll get to the articles here in a minute. But there's some other new features on the blog that you might like. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, of course, you can just go to podcast.thecomputercurmudgeon.com and point your podcatcher software to that feed, and you're good to go. Hey, life's good. You know, you're ready. But if you want to go other routes, you can subscribe via iTunes. There's a little chiclet over on the right-hand side of the blog page that says subscribe to Dr. Bill's podcast, and you've got a place you can click on iTunes, and it will immediately take you to the Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon podcast page in iTunes. Also, Odeo, there's a link there, PodNova, and iPodRx. All of those links are there now on the blog so that you can go subscribe any way you want to. Hey, all right. Also, you notice right below that there's a little thing that says donate via PayPal. And you might say, Dr. Bill, why in the world would I want to give you any money? Well, I'm not entirely sure. But if you do, you can. Okay? No, really, what I'm really looking for is just if you like the podcast and you want to help at all and you want to send a donation, you can now. It works through PayPal. You just click on the donation. If you don't have a PayPal account, you can either A, create one and, you know, send the good doctor a few bucks, or if you just have a credit card, you can use that. Now, you say, why in the world would I ever do that? Well, here's the thing. Remember this ambient noise deal I'm talking about, this little noise? That comes from this particular microphone. I'd love to get a different microphone that would allow me to have a clearer, crisper, less popping, noisy kind of thing when I'm talking. And I'm going to work on that. But in order to work on that, you got to have the bucks to buy it. And I'd love to get a really good one and have a nice, clear, crisp, lovely sound for my dulcet tones of my voice. So that's why the donations. So there you go. If you want to help the doctor out, go for it. If you don't, well, hey, you don't have to do a thing. It's always going to be free. I'm just that kind of guy. Okay, so let's talk about some of the things that that we have on the blog this week. These are things that caught my interest over the last week. The first article that I've got here as we record the podcast, which, by the way, is September 24th, 2005, as I record this. You know, that's the great thing about podcasting. It's almost live. It's live as I record it, and it's not as you listen to it. Sorry about that. That's just the way it is. But as I record this, the current article is Bad Spyware Removers List. Now, this is of particular frustration to me. Being a computer consultant and seeing the kind of junk that people put on their PCs, I am always getting PCs that people send me and say, Dr. Bill, can you fix this? It's broke. Yeah, okay. You know what's funny? I've had this laptop that I'm recording the podcast on now for, almost 2 years. It's never crashed. Not once. It's never had a problem with, spyware, adware, viruses. Nope. It's just been running fine. I haven't had any slowdowns. If anything, it's probably a little faster now than when I originally got it because I've tweaked it in various ways with various software add-ons and things of that nature that have helped me kind of speed it up and so forth. Trade secrets. No, I'll get around to telling you some of that maybe in another podcast, how to do some of the tweaking and make things speed up a little bit. But the thing that will slow your system down more than anything else these days is adware and spyware. And that is strictly determined by where you go on the net. If you go bad places, you will get bad stuff on your system. If you hit, now here's a good example. If you hit a website, you know, you're just randomly surfing around, having a good time, and you hit a website and pop-ups start going bang, 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 bang. Pop up here, pop up there, and oh, buy this, and oh, don't you want this little camera, and oh, don't you want Viagra, and on and on and on, and it's popping up. Guess what? You have been inundated with spyware. In the background, these nasty, evil little programs are installing themselves on your system. Now, the people that create these programs, if we lined them all up and shot them, it would be too good for them, okay? These are evil people, capital E-V-I-L, evil people. They are creating programs that when they install themselves on your system, they do things like, oh, watch your keystrokes and find out where you're going on the web and then report back to their evil masters where you're going on the web. You say, well, who cares where I go on the web? Bunches of people care. It's called web demographics. People are trying to find out where you go so they'll know how to advertise, so they'll know how to attract your eyes. They're talking about trying to attract your eyeballs. It sounds weird, but that's what the web term is. They want to get as many eyeballs as they can on their websites to sell you whatever it is, you know, their Viagra cure or whatever it is. They want to sell all that stuff to you, and so they want to get you on their website. In order to do that, they need to track your movements and see where do you go. Because if I know that you're going to always go to Google, then I'll advertise on Google. If I know you're always going to go to Yahoo, I'll advertise on Yahoo. That's what determines how they set up their ads and so forth. So, the web demographics is a means to find out how to best advertise. And that's something people are willing to pay big money for. And so a lot of these spyware programs will map your movements, report back to their evil masters, and then those evil masters will turn around and sell that information to companies that want to know where you're going. Now, not you specifically, necessarily, but people like you, you know. They look at you and say, that, you know, they don't see Bob, Joe, Fred, Sally, you know. They don't see an individual person. They see this is a person that has enough money to have bought a very nice computer, get a broadband internet connection, and get on the web, and so I want their money. And so that's why they create these spyware programs. Some of them are keyloggers that will log things like your passwords as you use them on the web, and then they can get into your accounts, and since they know where you went, they know where the accounts are. And we're talking about evil stuff here. And the thing is, these folks that are creating this stuff, They don't care about your CPU usage. They don't care about how much it's chewing up your system. And they don't care about how many people other people have created spyware, and it's just layering and layering and layering on top of each other to the point that the whole system starts to bog down. And if you ever noticed, you know, you got your PC fresh out of the box, you opened it up, you set it up, oh, you were so happy, and it was running so fast. And then over time, you noticed it just gets slower and slower and slower and slower, to the point that it just hardly runs anymore. So what's happening? You're getting spyware, adware, junk, garbage from the evil, greedy people out there that are creating spyware. Okay, what do we do about it? Well, you stop it. How do you stop it? You find the spyware, you kill the spyware, with great glee, I must say, and you protect yourself from the spyware. Now, there's several products that I just firmly recommend that you use. The top three are this: Spyware Blaster. Now, don't be confused. If you go out on the web, I'm going to tell you a little bit about a list of bad spyware, quote, protectors in a minute. But when you go out on the web, go to www.java, J-A-V-A, cool, C-O-O-L, software, .com/spywareblaster.html. That page will take you to Spyware Blaster. Current version is 3.4. Get that, install it, update the signatures, and it will protect you. Now, it won't find spyware, but it will protect you from spyware being installed. It's an excellent, excellent program. Highly recommend it. The next program you want to use is AdAware, A-D-A-W-A-R-E. For that, you want to go to LavaSoft USA. You know, accept no substitutes. I'm going to mention that in just a minute because it's going to be very important. That's www.lavasoftusa.com. LavaSoftUSA.com. Software/AdAware, A-D-A-W-A-R-E. That will take you to their free version of the AdAware SE, which is special edition personal, and you can click on the little download.com graphic there and download that and install it. AdAware is a great program. Now, here's the thing about AdAware or any of these kinds of programs. They're only as good as their signature file. What's a signature file? That is a file that is updated constantly with the latest list of evil adware and spyware programs that these folks are creating out there. And they're constantly creating them, constantly updating them, constantly changing them so that programs like adware won't detect them. So in order to, you know, it's just like a virus, in order to keep the list current, you've got to refresh that list. If you just run adware, you know, you install it, and then a couple of weeks go by, maybe even a couple of months go by in some people's case, and you just let it go and don't update your signatures, then it's almost like not having it at all. So you've got to update the signatures and then run it, okay? Let it run, and you will be surprised at how many adware and spyware programs it will find, and you'll just be blown away. Let it then go ahead and delete all of that, and you'll just be amazed. Your system will get faster. Now, I have, as I said, a lot of people that bring me PCs and say, Dr. Bill, can you fix it? Yes, I can fix it. I'll start working on it. I had one last night I was working on driving me absolutely nuts. The thing just kept rebooting and rebooting and rebooting. It's obviously thoroughly hosed. I'm going to have to just wipe the hard drive and reinstall the operating system, and that is a bummer, okay? I don't like doing that. And in looking on the system, the guy had installed the back web interface. I mean, he installed it, apparently, because it was in AdRemove programs. That's a terrible piece of adware, spyware, slash Trojan. You need to get rid of that. Never, ever install it. And this is the thing. I was talking to somebody about this. I said, you know, here's the thing about stuff like that. They give you some kind of pitch that makes it sound like it's good stuff. And then you go, oh, good, I'll just download it and install it on my PC. I mean, that's the equivalent of walking down the street and you look over and here's a mason jar, open mason jar sitting there, you know, on some maybe upended box is just sitting there. And you look over at it, and it's this grungy, brownish sludge in there, you know? It looks kind of like maybe, I don't know, swamp goo mixed with, I don't know what. You know, you can let your imagination run wild with what it might look like. And then you look at it, and you kind of smell it and go, whoa, oh, man, that smells terrible. I think I'll drink it. And you upend it and drink it. Most of you, now I'll say this very carefully, most of you probably know better than that. You know, you're just walking down the street, you see an open mason jar full of sludge, and you think to yourself, whoa, that looks good, I'll drink it. Most of you know better than that, okay? Because you don't know where it's been, you don't know what's in it. Could be poison, could be somebody went to the bathroom, who knows, you know, okay? And so you're not likely to drink it. Yet you'll go out on the web, and you'll read some blurb about some piece of software, and without even thinking, you'll say, huh, I think I'll install that. Well, duh. Let me mention something to you that I have probably mentioned before, and I'm sure we'll mention again. I have some friends called the Red Wines, and they have this saying, and I call it the Red Wine Principle. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. If you're going to do stupid things like install a bunch of junk software on your system, then you're going to have to be tough and realize that when your hard disk crashes and when it blue screens, you know, don't come crying to the doctor about it's broke. Yeah, it's broke. You're an idiot. Okay. Enough ranting. You know, I could waste the whole podcast just ranting, so I won't. But I'll talk about this bad spyware removers list. There's a link on my blog called List of Bad Spyware Removers. If you click that, you will see an unbelievably long list of spyware killers that isn't really spyware killers. It's actually spyware. It's actually programs that will install on your system junk as opposed to actually removing it. And there are names like One-Click Spy Clean, Number One Spyware Killer, Ad Driller, Ad Eliminator, Ad Protector, Adware Agent, Adware Alert, Adware Comps, Adware Delete. You notice how they always try to sound like Adware, A-D-A-W-A-R-E. You know, Adware Nuker, Adware Patrol, Adware Pro, Adware Remover, Adware Safe, on and on and on and on and on. All these different programs, a long list here, A through, oh my. I'm still scrolling. W, here's all the way to Z. A to Z, a whole long list of spyware removers that aren't spyware removers. They're actually evil programs. So don't go out and install just any old crazy-looking program that claims to be a spyware remover. Get the spyware remover list from your doctor. This is my prescription for you for spyware. You want to use Spyware Blaster. You want to use AdAware, the real one from LavaSoft USA. You want to use SpyBot Search and Destroy. Let me give you the link to SpyBot Search and Destroy, the real one. It's www.safer-networking.org/en/download/index.html. Will take you to the download page for SpyBot Search and Destroy. And that's the real thing. It's by Patrick M. Cola, and it is a good program. So those are the three that I mainly use. If you use those, you will be in good shape in getting rid of the spyware. Okay? All right, we spent a tremendous amount of time on that, a whole lot longer than I planned to. So let me quickly hit some of the other things that are happening this week in terms of tech news. All right. On the Security Now podcast with Leo Laporte and Steve Gibson, they were talking about key. Somebody has created a new program that can actually listen to the keystrokes as you type. In other words, you just put a microphone, you can listen to keystrokes, and with 96% accuracy can find out what you're typing. How weird is that? Now, we're not talking about a keyboard logging program that sometimes gets installed on your system and then tracks your keystrokes so that people can see what you're typing in chat rooms and see what you're typing as you go to different forums and things like that. You know, that's a whole other piece of software. This is software that actually listens to people type and determines what it is they're typing. That's kind of weird, okay? You know, and I'd encourage you to listen to the Security Now podcast to hear that whole story, because it's interesting as Steve talks about how that works, you know, and all the heuristic computer language structure and so forth that had to go on behind the scenes to do that. Fascinating stuff. You know, I just want to mention some of these because I took so much time on the other. I just want to mention these news spots. Okay, also Opera. The Opera browser has gone free. It's free! Okay. Why is that a big deal? Well, it hasn't been free for a very long time. Internet Explorer's been free for a long time. Of course, Firefox from Mozilla has always been free. Opera, you've had to pay for or suffer through having ads flash by in a little part of the screen, and they've been paid through ad revenues, but now they are free. So if you want to experiment with Opera, you know, I've downloaded it, I've installed it, it's okay. I still like Firefox better. But Opera is a very good browser, has a lot of neat features. So, you know, hey, if you want to play with that, that's great. It's opera.com. And just since they went free this week, they've already had 1 million downloads of it. So, hey, you know, going free has helped boost their popularity quite a bit. Also, Google. You know, we talked about how Google is kind of making some moves. You know, they're going out there and doing some new things. And one of the things that they're doing is secure Wi-Fi, and there's a rumor that they're actually going to have a Wi-Fi network nationwide that's going to allow us to tap into the net through their secure Wi-Fi, and that's already being experimented with in some cities, so that's coming. That's kind of cool. So, you know, keep your eye on that. That's going to be a big news story as it develops. And let's see, what else is... Oh, Ask Jeeves. Have you ever gone to Ask Jeeves? Neither have I. Not much. I don't really care for it. You know, I use Google, and Google it does everything I need it to do. But Ask Jeeves is another search engine site that claims to be a little cooler. You can ask questions of Jeeves, their butler, and he'll go out and find the information and bring it back to you. Well, the whole deal with Ask Jeeves is they've had this butler icon, this figure, that has been kind of their mascot ever since they got started. Well, guess what? Jeeves is getting canned. They're canning Jeeves. I mean, what's up with that? I mean, they're Ask Jeeves. The idea is Jeeves the butler is, you know, you're asking him, and well, apparently it's confusing people. You know how it is with the masses. It's confusing people, and so since they're confused, they're going to drop Jeeves. And what are they going to be? Ask? Well, no, there's already an ask.com. I mean, well, what are you going to do? Well, I don't know. But they're getting rid of Jeeves. You know, Jeeves, if you're looking for a job, don't come this way. I don't have one for you. I really didn't care for you to start with. You know, that's what I thought. Ask.com is actually the name of the site, ask.com. Shows you what I know. I mean, I just don't normally go there. But you know the butler there with looking so proud and happy? He's out of a job, dude. And what do you think about that? Well, anyway, another thing is AOL. Don't get me started on AOL. I really don't like AOL, okay? Forget it. I have a couple of issues with AOL. One is personal. I don't like getting personal. The doctor just doesn't want to get really into a lot of things, you know, that are very personal to him. But here's the thing. Many years ago, I ran a bulletin board called the Billboard BBS. Now, this was back in the day, okay? I mean, I started out with 1,200 baud modems. I then upgraded to 2,400 baud modems. I had two lines coming in. And then I went to 9,600, and then finally, I went to 14.4. Dude, I had arrived. I had two lines coming in, 14.4. I was running trade wars. People were playing trade wars, you know, against each other on the two lines. And I had internet access, and I offered internet. Now, this was pre-web days, okay? This is back in the 80s, and people were on there, and they were sending email back and forth, and they were chatting to each other on the bulletin board, and it was really cool. And I had one of the biggest bulletin boards in the Greensboro, you know, Triad area of North Carolina. And there was a guy up in Virginia that had a bulletin board just like mine, same time frame. His name was Steve Case. Okay. And his bulletin board, matter of fact, we sent email back and forth to each other. Hey, dude, what you doing? Yeah, you know, get this bulletin board. Yeah, things are cool and all that. Well, you know what he went on to do? The dog. He went on to take his bulletin board and convert it to something. He renamed it. And he called it America Online. And so he took his bulletin board and turned it into this giant, mega, huge corporation that most of the masses are using to get to the internet. And if you're an AOL user, sorry, you're part of the masses. I'm sorry. Okay? Yeah, I can always tell somebody has an address like qxz041340602030@AOL.com. I go, well, yeah, there's somebody that really knows computing. Right. Or smileygirlface@AOL.com. You know, something like that. Sorry, that just doesn't impress me, okay? Call me a curmudgeon. I mean, after all, I'm the computer curmudgeon, right? Okay. Here's the thing about that. I'm personally frustrated that he took his bulletin board and made it into a multi-billion dollar business, and I took mine and said, okay, the web's come out, I'm tired of it, I'll shut it down. Okay, you know, that bothers me just a little bit, okay. Sorry, Steve, all right. I'm sure he's out there going, oh, yeah, remember Bill Bailey? Oh, yeah, he's the guy that had the bulletin board in Greensboro. Dude! No, he doesn't. I'm sure he absolutely does not remember me at all, but hey, it's okay. You know, hey, I was big in Greensboro. I'll take my 15 minutes of fame wherever I can get it. Anyway, the point being that ticks me off just a little bit. But beyond that, AOL is just too colorful, sparkly, throw it all in your face. I don't, you know, I know where you want to go and you don't kind of thing that it's always bugged me. And people tend to just have a lot of problems with AOL. Well, guess what? AOL is dying. That's the news this week. Time Warner long ago got rid of AOL from its name. Used to be, you know, AOL Time Warner. They got that out of the name. Now they're talking about actually selling AOL. Actually, they're denying that they're talking about it, but you know how that goes. They are talking about selling it. And they're talking about selling it, of all people, to Microsoft. Can you imagine how we're talking evil and evil getting together? You know, it'd be like Lord Vader who's another good Sith Lord? Who's the general? That general guy, you know? In the Star Wars movie that was the Sith Lord? I don't remember his name. Anyway, them two guys getting together and saying, I will take over the world. Well, it's the same kind of thing. You got AOL, you got Microsoft. Join them together, what do you got? You got evil. Well, you got evil and evil. Is that like twins, evil and evil? Well, anyway. That is evil Knievel. No, forget it. Anyway, point being that it's going to get weird from here on out. And if you've got an AOL account, and people are leaving AOL like, you know, rats deserting the sinking ship anyway, which is a good thing. Hallelujah. You know, I would do that. I would dump AOL if you're using it, and I would go to something that actually is reasonable. You know, that's you know, makes you look a little more net savvy, shall we say. So something to think about. What else is happening that's of interest? I mean, actually, like I say, has been some interesting things been going on this week. We've hit on a few of them. There are some things that caught my eye that were of a technical, very technical nature, like, you know, CSS techniques and things of that nature, you know, things that really probably wouldn't interest too many people, so I won't go into those. There are some things happening, of course, relating to Hurricane Rita. You know, NASA shut down mission control. That's pretty wild because of Hurricane Rita coming into the Galveston-Houston area, so that's of a tech nature of, you know, tech interest. But other than that, not a whole lot. Oh, one other thing I did want to mention that did catch my eye. There's a guy who has created a program, or not a program, a piece of hardware that is supposed to be able to inject hydrogen into gasoline and make your gas much more efficient. And he's up in Canada, apparently, and he's created this device. And the device is going to end up being like $7,500, but you put it in your car, and basically your energy efficiency, your gas mileage will double. Now, a lot of stuff like this has supposedly been created, and it's all been like, you know, urban legend, and, yeah, right, sure, that really exists, ha, 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 you know, I can sell you a bridge over in Brooklyn. No, this is supposed to be true, you know, and the thing is, it's been independently tested, and I'm going to be very curious to see if this guy gets wiped off the face of the earth by the oil companies, you know, but we'll see. But if not, hey, that sounds actually pretty cool. So, you might want to check that out. You know, go to digg.com, and the name of the article is "Can This Man Save the World?" which is kind of an odd name for the article, but, you know, hey, I'm sure somebody thought that, hey, he can save the world because he can make gas cheaper. Well, saving the world is about more than just that, suffice it to say. Well, other things have been happening. They're just not of interest to me personally, and that's really what this blog is about, and what the podcast is about is things that interest me personally in the technical world, and what's going on, you know, that is of interest to me. And I didn't really mean to get into the spyware as deep as I did. That, you know, that was not really intentional. But, hey, I'm sorry. You know, we try to do tips and tricks and things that are helpful, and, you know, that was mine for this week. So anyway, hope you enjoyed the podcast. I do want you to continue to tune in. We've gone a little bit long this week, about 6 minutes over, because of me waxing long in that one segment. But we'll tie it all up and put some things in the show notes, and it'll be on the website. That is one other thing I wanted to mention about the website, is that if you go to thecomputercurmudgeon.com and look over on the right-hand side, you'll see that we now have a special page that will have the show notes and have the streaming audio for you, so that you can actually, you know, listen to it online and not have to download it necessarily if you don't want to. Although I encourage you to, you know, go ahead and download it, put it on your iPod, put it on your MP3 player, burn your CD, listen to it in the car, whatever you want to do. Listen to the doctor every week. You will enjoy it. And if not, you can just make fun of me. Hey, you know, I'm easy. Okay. Well, it's about time to leave. So I guess I will. The doctor is out.